Today, the ABC broke the news that Conservative Liberal Senator Corey Bernardi was planning to resign from the Liberal Party and found his own party. Speculation has been rife as to his plans of who might join him, with George Christensen considered to be a candidate. This is the last thing an increasingly jaded Prime Minister Turnbull needs. Fresh on the heels of his dust-up with President Donald Trump on the immigration swap and the expenses scandal that claimed the ministerial scalp of Susan Lee. When will he know if there's led to be another change in the makeup of the Senate? At this time tomorrow, it would be likely that Senator Corey Bernardi will no longer be sitting as a Liberal Senator. He appears set to create a new political party, the Australian Conservatives, and Dr. Peter Chen, who's Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney, says that he has to go through with his threat this time.
Well, it looks like he's actually made his decision. We'll find out in 24 hours now, I think it's safe to say. There is a kind of emerging kind of view that he's been making these noises for such a long period of time now that he's, you know, got to poop or get off the pot, so to speak. And it looks like he's finally jumped. There's only so many times you can threaten this before people sort of say, well, go then. I think the interesting thing is Bernardi certainly drank the Kool-Aid while he was in the United States in his study tour at the United Nations. He's very, very excited about the rise of Trumpism. He certainly got on the Trump chain. There is some sort of suspicion that he thinks the moment is right for a Trump-like surge in Australia and that he wants to be in front of that.
Senior cabinet ministers like Simon Birmingham and Scott Morrison sought to warn Senator Bernardi that he was elected as a Liberal senator and should remain loyal to his constituency.
The last election, he was elected as a Liberal senator by Liberal voters to support the Liberal Party in this parliament and be part of our team.
But there is not a lot the Liberals can do to rein in Bernardi, who is fresh back from a US study tour where he became very enthusiastic at the rise of Donald Trump.
He's just been re-elected at the last election. He has 6 years in his Senate spot, so he's got a lot of time on his hands to, you know, make these noises and things like that, and the party can't really discipline them. And I think that's what some of these kind of warning shots are really aimed at, sort of saying, look, you were elected as a party member, you should stay with the party because they can't actually do anything to him.
Corey Bernardi appears to want to found the Australian Conservatives Party as he's already registered a domain name to garner support. But who could join him? Another outspoken Conservative is party whip in the lower house, George Christensen. But he's not jumping onto the Bernardi plane just yet.
No, look, I haven't been approached by Corey to join him, and I'm not sure what Corey is doing as yet. We'll see what happens over the next 48 hours. But if he does go, it'll be a great shame because I think Corey is a wasted talent, particularly on the backbench. Corey should be one of the front benches in the coalition. He's got that much to offer.
He's obviously a Bernardi acolyte, but he's not leaving the LNP and Barnaby Joyce's Nationals as long as they stick to conservative values.
I've said before, I'm loyal to Barnaby Joyce. I'm loyal to the National Party and the LNP. I've been a member of that party now for over 2 decades, and I'm loyal to the rank and file members who pre-selected me to eventually be the candidate that got elected to come down here to Canberra. So I'm here in the government as long as the government holds true to the values to the people of the people that put us there. We need to reconnect with our core constituency and with the people at large, and I think that there's moves afoot to do that, because if we drift away any further, you know, it's going to become untenable.
And he thinks a move by Corey Bernardi to create a new party would send a message to coalition leadership.
If there's a move away, I suppose it sends a signal to the leadership that we cannot abandon conservative causes, conservative principles and conservative policies.
Although both conservatives, Peter Chen doesn't see George Christensen and Corey Bernardi as a perfect fit in terms of policy.
Christensen comes from a very, very different context of Bernardi. So, you know, he's a former National now in the LNP, which is a merged party in Queensland, but he comes from the National side of the coalition as opposed to the Liberals. He comes from, you know, sort of basically FNQ, whereas Bernardi's, you know, based in Adelaide. They're culturally very different. And it would be very interesting seeing how two very, very different people like that could come together.
But the crowded spectrum of parties from South Australia makes it difficult to see where Corey Bernardi's new party would fit in. And would he gain any support to get a lower house seat?
You're right, though. How many spaces are there on the political right of the spectrum for parties? And if you think about it, if Corey Bernardi is going sort of head-on-head on the kind of right-wing populist side, then he's going to compete against One Nation. If he's going to try and grab the aggressively anti-Muslim side, then he's going to go head-to-head against the Australian Liberty Alliance. If he wants to kind of emphasise his Christian credentials, then Family First is an established party that he's going to be competing against. So one does suspect it's a very crowded space.
And does this bode ill for Malcolm Turnbull's tenure as Prime Minister? Peter Chen again.
It's time for him to start kicking ass and taking names, because otherwise other people will say, well, it looks like, you know, you've got no political agenda. I'm going to start substituting my political agenda. And that's what's been happening to him basically his entire time. So he has allowed other people to set his agenda, and that is not the definition of leadership.
And Malcolm Turnbull needs to generate just a little bit more excitement about his own leadership, lest he goes the same way as ex-New South Wales Premier Mike Baird. I was talking there with Dr. Peter Chen, Senior Lecturer in Politics at the University of Sydney. I'm Roderick Chambers, and you're listening to The Wire, broadcast throughout Australia on the Community Radio Network from the studios of Radio 2 SER.